Greetings, greetings, greetings. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. Bless your going out. Bless your coming in. Bless everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the special grace of God, this is your brother, friend, Prophet K. Kingsley Zhang of the Light of Salvation Covenant Ministries International, LOSCOM. God bless you. I just want to give you a message that will revive your spirit, that will keep you thinking, because there are a lot of questions people ask today, and there are a lot of questions we still have to ask. Hallelujah. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand who Jesus Christ is, who the Father is. What the scripture says, we cannot understand without the help of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to give you a brief message titled, What Do You Think About Christ? What do you think about Christ? And our proof text is from Matthew 22, verse 42. The Bible says, Saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. Yes. Many people have different opinions about Jesus Christ. Now, this was a question. Hallelujah. This was a question asked. Who do you think Jesus Christ is? Some said he is the son of the carpenter. Some said he's the son of David. Who do you see Jesus Christ is? Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand who Jesus Christ is, because the Son of Man can only be revealed to us by the help of the Holy Spirit. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? Some know the Jesus Christ of story, that of history, but they don't know the one that is revealed by the Holy Ghost. That is why when many see the power of God manifesting through his servants today, they say it's magic. They say it's this. They say it's that. Because we have not encountered Jesus Christ as revealed by the Holy Spirit. Many of us, we know Jesus Christ of history, Jesus Christ of story, Jesus Christ of baby Jesus. We don't know the Jesus Christ as revealed by the Holy Spirit. In the book of Hebrews, Chapter 7, verse 25. The Bible is making us to understand Jesus Christ is Savior. He saves totally. Hallelujah. He is Savior and he saves totally. In Matthew 7, verse 29, Matthew 23, verse 8, the Bible is making us to understand that Jesus Christ is Master, taught with authority. He taught with authority. So Matthew chapter 7 verse 29 and Matthew chapter 23 verse 8 is making us to understand that Jesus Christ is Master, because he's taught with power, the power of the Holy Ghost. Of course is the power of the Holy Ghost. And the next point in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible is making us to understand that Jesus Christ is powerful. He healed all sorts of people. He healed all sorts of people. Hallelujah. And in John chapter 15, verse 14, the Bible is saying that Jesus Christ is a friend. You are my friends. He told his disciples, You are my friends. So Jesus Christ is the friend. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the judge. Hallelujah. He is the one that will soon come, the soon coming king to judge the world. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? Jesus Christ is the Savior. The Savior of who? Sinners like you and I. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. When you fall short of God's glory, it means sin power has overwhelmed you. So you need a Savior to save you out of the hands of sin. And that only sinner Savior is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to encounter Jesus Christ by the help of the Holy Spirit. If you don't encounter Jesus Christ by the help of the Holy Spirit, you encounter Jesus of story, Jesus of history, and Jesus of baby Jesus, the one we celebrate during Christmas. Hallelujah. You need to find out who Jesus Christ is to you. Who is Jesus Christ is to you? Many have been misled today by religion. There are many religions in the world today. Inside Christianity, there is religion. That is why we have not encountered Jesus Christ as revealed by the Holy Spirit. Inside Christianity, there is religion. Christianity is not a religion, but it is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You need to know what is the difference between Christianity and religion. Because inside Christianity, we have religious people who don't believe in Jesus Christ. They follow blindly. They come to church because others are coming to church. They sing because others are singing. They raise their hands because others are raising. They kneel because others are kneeling. They pray because others are praying. They don't do this because they want to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, my brother, my sister, Jesus Christ is real and is coming back again to judge the world, as it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. When he judges the world, where will you be? Are you going to hell or are you going to heaven? Make your choice, because he has given us free will to choose between bad and evil, between bad and good, sorry. So you have the knife and the yam, you know how to cut it. Hallelujah. Everything you are looking for is in the word of God. Your salvation in his word is in his word. So search and get to know the truth, because only the truth can set you free. Only the truth can set me free. Only the truth can set us free. I pray you encounter Jesus Christ. I pray if you have not given your life to Christ, today should be that opportunity for you to give your life to Christ. I want you to repeat this after me. If you are ready to give your life to Christ, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this encounter to know you again. Thank you, Lord, because you have never given up on me. I come before you because I acknowledge my position as a sinner in need of your mercy and forgiveness. Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a pure heart. Cancel my name from the book of death. Cancel my name from the book of condemnation. Create in me a pure spirit, a pure heart, a heart without grudges, a heart without envy, a heart without jealousy, a heart without bitterness, a heart without backstabbing, a heart without backbiting, a loving heart, a kind heart, a just heart, a heart with the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. As from this moment, I am no longer condemned. I am justified. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I pray for you. As you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he will give you the grace to maintain your relationship with him. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you as you share. God bless you as you invite others to listen to this message. I pray your spirit be revived. Your soul be revived. Your body be revived. Thank you. I can't wait to see you in heaven. Heaven is our resting place. God bless you. Shalom.